table over. No.
So we're continuing with the Yevina Bricker series. So this is Mishpate. We have the mitzvahs of Prikin Te'ina, helping someone load or unload their behema. And the Gemara relates to this mitzvah, the Inyan Tzar Bali Chaim. So that's going to be the topic we're going to discuss today, is the Inyan Tzar Bali Chaim. So the Mishnah says there's a machlaikis, the Mishnah brings down three tanaim here with regards to Prikin Te'ina, on page Tess in your Kuntres, that if there's a mitzvah to be tayin even bechinam, that's machlokes of Shimon and the chamim, and then the Mishnah also mentions another shayla. It basically holds that if it was if he put on too much, he overloaded the behema, there is a there's no mitzvah. So the Gemara says that the basis for these shayas are based on the inyan of Tzar Bali Chaim. The machlekes is as follows. First, the Gemara discussed the machlekes of Shimon the Chachamim. The Gemara says the machlekes is that we know that there's a pasuk for Prik, there's two psukim, one for Prik, one for Te'ina. And the Gemara says, why do you need two psukim? L'chayr, you can learn out from Te'ina, from the fact that Terry says you're mechuyev to help someone load up his behemah, that there's a mechuyev, there's a chiyev to help someone unload his behemah. Because when you're helping someone load up his behemah, you're just helping the person. When you're helping someone unload his behemah, you also are removing from the animal the tzar that the animal's having with the load on it. So therefore, the Gemara says that the machlekes is, do we say that we learn out from Prika from Te'ina, and the reason why the Torah wrote it is in order to tell you that Te'ina you're only mechuyev to do b'schar, if you're getting paid for it. That's one shita. That's the chum. Shimon says no. Shimon says this is not clear in the pasuk which one is Prika, which one is Te'ina. That's why the Torah had to write both. But both of them agree the aside that we would learn out Prika of Te'ina Kal v'chaymer, and the Gemara says the basis for that Kal v'chaymer is the svar of Tzar Bali Chaim. That's one. One Gemara, and then the Gemara says there is a Glili who says that we dash from the pasuk Masai, that the pasuk says Masai, which is Mashma Masu Shecholamid Boy, that if he overloaded the behemoth, there's no chiyuv of Te'ina, is because Rabbi Yisrael clearly holds that Tzar Bali Chaim is Lav Deraisa. So the Gemara, the Rashi explains that really there's a miyat here. So what does it mean, Tzar Bali Chaim? How could it make it to Tzar Bali Chaim is Deraisa not? So Rashi explains that Batsim, if you hold Tzar Bali Chaim is Deraisa, so that it's not Mustaver to Darshim Asayu this way, we should use it for a different Drasha. So the fact that Rabbi Yisrael clearly dashes it this way obviously holds that Tzar Bali Chaim is Deraisa. It's not the Raisa. The Rabbanon don't dash it this way because since they hold Tzar Bali Chaim is the Raisa, so it doesn't make sense that the Torah would pat you from Prika in a case where the animal's overloaded because there is a Tzar Bali Chaim, and therefore there's no mitzvah in that. Therefore, there is a mitzvah even in that case. So that's the Gemara. So the Gemara, however, does not say what the Makar for Tzar Bali Chaim is. The Gemara just says, we're assuming that there's an Indian of Tzar Bali Chaim. The Gemara doesn't say what the Makar for it is. So there's a number in the Rishayim, there's a number of pshatim, what the source is. So if you look on page Yates, so here's the Gemara discusses the Inyan Tzar Bali Chaim. So here we have a case. The case the Gemara is discussing is that an animal fell into a stream. So you can help out the animal to prevent it from dying or to prevent it from having tzar. So either if you can help the animal to survive where it is till after Shabbos, that's good. If not, the Gemara says, you're allowed to take pillows and blankets and put it under the animal's feet so the animal will be able to walk out of the stream. So the Gemara says, how are you allowed to do that? We know there's an Isser on Shabbos of being mevatel kli mehechane. If you take something which is useful and you put it into a matzav where you can no longer use it on Shabbos, you take a piece of clothing and you put it where it's gonna, in a place where it's going to get soaking wet, so you're not going to use on Shabbos. So that's aser mishum bittul kli mehechanai. So why are you allowed to put these pillows and blankets in the stream? You're making them also to be mishtamish on Shabbos, which is an issur derabbanan. So Gemara says the reason is because since Tzar Bali Chaim is deraisa, therefore we say that the bimokim, the Tzar Bali Chaim, which is deraisa, we're madcha the issur of Mvatal Kli Mechonis. So Rashi says, where do we know this from? Tzabach Andreisa. Shenemer Azev Tazev Imai. So Rashi learns the pshat in our Gemara. When our Gemara says that the mitzvah of prika is related to Tzai Bali Chayim, what the Gemara means is not that we know from someplace else there's a new Tzai Bali Chayim, but it means that we define the mitzvah of prika, what the reason why the Torah commanded us to be Parik Yabahim, or at least one of the reasons, obviously, it's to help the Bailam also, and that's why there's a mitzvah Te'ina, where you're not doing any favors to the animal. But the reason why the Torah was mitzvah us in the mitzvah of Te'ina, Prika, is because of, one of the reasons at least, is because of Tzai Bali Chaim, and that's why, and therefore, if you hold the Darshin and Taim B'dikra, then there's a source in the Torah for Tzai Bali Chaim. So that's what Rashi says. Now, according to Rashi, if this is the Makar, the Chayyim would come out that we would pass Tzai Bali Chaim, Lav Der Isa, because we know generally in the Machlaikis, if Taim B'dikra, if Darshin Taim B'dikra, it's Machlaikis Shin Rabbanon, and we generally say, is Lay Darshin and Taim B'dikra. So now Rashi says you could argue on Rashi, so even the sources here, it doesn't necessarily have to do with whether or not you darshan time dikra, because generally the shaila of darshan time dikra that many rishonim learn is that it's based on whether we can change the din daraisa based on the darshan time dikra. In other words, the example is that the example the Gemara gives the shin time dikra is the Torah says you're not allowed to take a mashkin from an almana. So the question is, Reb Shimon says the reason for that is because Alman is generally poor, so you can't take a mashkin from her. So if you have an Alman who's rich, you're allowed to take a mashkin from her. That's the example the Gemara gives. So everyone understands that the time of the Kra is for the mitzvah is because you want to have Rachmanis on Alman. The Shaila is, can we use that to define the Gedarim of the mitzvah? But Rashi does, Rashi Lashon is Ikeman the Darsh time of the Kra, Rashi Mashma, that he is saying it's totally in that machlekes. That's Rashi's Shita. There are other Shitas in Rishayim. If you look on page in Aleph, so there's two in the Shita. The Shita brings down two other Makarios, the Ritva, and as well in the Taste of the Parrots, say that Talachol Mashmi Sinai, that the Taka, there's no Makar in the Torah for this din of Tzai Bali Chaim. But it's Halachah Mishnah, and since we know from Halachah Mishnah that there is, so we use that principle to explain other mitzvahs. The Ravid, and this in the Meiri as well, says that the Makar for the din of Tzar Balichayim Deraisa is from the din of Lisachsim. That we know the Torah says that you're not allowed to be Chosim Shar when you're when he's being dashed, when he's threshing your tefuah, there it's talking about even your own tefuah, so it's not as a taiva for the person, meaning the mitzvahs of prika te'ina have to do with the person you're helping out. So that we understand, that could be, there's no hechrich from them, that's the why they argue on Rashi, there's no hechrich from those mitzvahs to Tzar Bali Chaim, because even if there wouldn't be Tzar Bali Chaim, there would be the mitzvah of prika te'ina simply to help out the other person. For example, Rabbi Yisrael Glili, who holds Tzar Bali Chaim as Rabbanon, there still is a mitzvah of Prika Tina. So obviously, we can understand the mitzvah of Prika without Tzar Bali Chaim. If we know that we have a separate source for the Inyan of Tzar Bali Chaim, we can use it to define the mitzvah of Prika. But we can't use Prika as a source for the Tzar Bali Chaim. The mitzvah of Lav L'Sachs of Shar B'Dishai is even if it's your own Shar. Your own Shar, if you're using it to thresh the Tvuah, you're not allowed to be Chaisim it. So the Ritva and the Raivin, the Meiri say that this the Rabbanon hold is the reason for that Isser is Mishum Tzar Bali Chaim, and therefore we can derive from there that there's a general principle that the Torah cared about Tzar Bali Chaim. And they even go so far to say if that's Shmakar, why is he basically the argues? So they explain they basically hold that's the specific in that case, since you are using the Shar to process your food, so therefore it wouldn't be right to deprive the shar from eating as well. That's the gather of that mitzvah, but it doesn't mean that there's a general principle of Tzar Bali Chaim. That's how the Ravid explains the Machlokes. So those are the Mekairis in the Rishainim of Tzar Bali Chaim. We find two other Mekairis in the Chassam Sefer and Sefer It's really the same makar. Chassam Sefer in Dargais, Chassam Sefer here in Bamatzia, says that it's based on the pasuk of Racham of Kol Maasav. We know that Kadosh Baruch Hu is Merachim even on Balei Chayim. And the Charedim, is what he means, is the Charedim adds that we know there's a mitzvah of Lachta B'Jochav, Mahu Racham Afatar Racham. So just like a person is supposed to emulate a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and just like a Kadosh Baruch Hu treats people with Rachmanis, we're supposed to emulate a Kadosh Baruch Hu and treat people with Rachmanis, and just like a Kadosh Baruch Hu treats animals with Rachmanis, we're supposed to emulate a Kadosh Baruch Hu in that Nekuda, and treat animals with Rachmanis as well. So those are the another makar for this Inyan Tzar Balei Chayim. Now, the question is that it's obvious that the Issur Tzar Balei Chayim does not apply in all cases. For example, we have this mitzvah of prika, that there's a mitzvah to help unload an animal that's being raised tachas masai, that's collapsing under the weight of the packages that are on it. So the question is, how was the original owner allowed to load it up? Why wasn't it usher for him to load it up mishum tzar balei chayim? So the Chassam Sefer says, it's based on Ramban in Chumash, says that the idea is that the Torah, animals were created l'shimush adam. That's the tachas where they were created. So whenever a shimush adam is involved, so not whenever, but in the general cases where that's the shimush adam, there's no isser of tzar balei chayim. So to load an animal, certain animals are made for usage. A sus is made for riding on. A shar is made for plowing with. The chamar is made to carry things. That's the reason why Hashem created these animals. And therefore, even though the animal suffers when you use it, that is not included in this Tzar Balei Chayim. And the Ramban is referring to the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein, that there's a mitzvah that you send away the bird, you send away the mother bird before you take the eggs. And the Gemara has a discussion what it has to do with what it has to do with Rachmanis, the Eibishter Rachmanis. So Ramban says that why didn't the Torah ask you to take the eggs when the mother's sitting on it? So the Ramban says, because whenever it's Negeya, Tashmish HaAdam, you are not allowed to, the Torah didn't ask you to be Mitzai. That's what they're created for, that's their purpose. And he says, just like we're allowed to shecht animals for their usage, even though avadi would be also to stam kill animals, it's baltashkas to stam kill animals, but that's not included in the issur of tzar balei chayim.
Is it tashkas shivakain to get the eggs or to get the mitzvah?
To get the eggs.
And if you don't want the eggs, is it
tzar balei chayim? So that's the shayla. That's the question. Some places can say that if you don't really want the eggs, you shouldn't do the mitzvah of shivakain. Yeah. The meaning of the items to do it.
I'm going to say, I see the chalosa saying.
Because the whole it's not a lav tzar balei chayim. It's sort of something we see the Torah cares about. So I don't know if you're doing it for the mitzvah, so that may also be a tashra on the mitzvah. They're about specifically
usually
referring to
the tzar balei chayim is a shvach ha'maisa there because the mother comes back. If you don't take the eggs, the mother comes back.
No, the Ramban says why. Oh, if you don't take the eggs, if you were going to put the eggs back, then maybe the tzar balei chayim.
It's beklam mitzvah l'chayr the tzar balei chayim. So how can you say it's a problem? In other words, it's not shaya.
No, the Ramban's cash is, why did the Torah ask you, if the Torah cared about the tzar, why did the Torah ask you to take eggs when the mother's sitting there? That's what Ramban asks. The Ramban says, LMI, we see this principle that, now, the Ramesh points out, he says that obviously there's a limitation to this. He says if a person enjoys torturing animals, so that there would be no heter of tzar balei chayim in such a case. He says furthermore, if let's say you're raising an animal and you know that the person you're going to give it to is in the Liaser Ian in Simon Nun.
What page?
Page Nun, I mean. Page Nun. He says if you're raising animals for a bullfight, so there's no heter because you're using it for tash shadim. If the tash shadim is to do something that's a ma'is achzarius without any real tayeles, that's a vada not pachlal heter of that you're allowed to use tzar bali chayim for tash shadim. So a lot of the question is going to be, what is considered the normal usage that is not bechlal the iser? So one example is the Gemara in Avodah Zarah brings down that the custom was that when a melech would die, they would chop off the bottoms of the feet of his horses. It was a cover for the melech to show that no one else is allowed to use the melech's horses. So the melech's, I guess his personal horse or his personal horses, they would chop off the bottom of the feet of the horses. So Taisus asked the question, why isn't this a problem of Tsar Bali Chaim? So a number of Achrayim want to say that it's not a problem of Tsar Bali Chaim because of this reason, because since you're doing it L'Tsayr Cha'odom, you're doing it L'Kavod the Melech, therefore it's not Aser. Now, Taisus says in Bava Metzia, Taisus of Eidazar says differently, but we'll talk about Taisus Bava Metzia. Taisus Bava Metzia says, "V'yesh loymad mishum kavei melech v'nasi odif, kimoi bal tashkes denitchem nekvaidim." So Taisus says that just like there's no issa bal tashkes when you're doing it, because the kavei of the melech is doicha bal tashkes, similarly there's no iser of Tzar Bali Chaim, because the kavod ha-melech is deicha Tzar Bali Chaim. Now, the mashmais, now it's a little bit difficult to understand Tais' comparison to Baltashkis. Baltashkis, and this is really also on the comparison that Tais' gives, the rai that Tais' brings from Unklis, is Baltashkis, the isser is to destroy something. In other words, when a person eats food, there's no iser baltashkis, not because you're allowed to destroy food for a purpose, for because you're going to get benefit from it, because that's not called destroying it. That's called using it. So something that's the normal usage is not called destroying. So the question of kavod melach when it comes to baltashkis is that you're not being mashkis the thing. What you're doing is you're using it. You're using it to give kavod to the melech. So if you you're destroying this horse to give kavod to the melech, is the same concept as eating food. That's not b'chalal baltashkis. Sounds like that just like baltashkis is nidchem and they kavod melachim, similarly, it's daicha the iser of tzar bali chayim. So from Taisa it sounds like the pshat is that because there's a mitzvah of of kavod melachim that overrides the iser of tzar bali chayim. In other words, avad you are being over the iser of tzar bali chayim, but it's not b'chalal mitzvah. So Nedib Yehuda says that Taisus agrees in general to the principle that the other Rishonim say that when you're using something for usage, that's not b'chalal tzar bali chayim. But he says that's only the things that it's the derech hishtamshus of that animal. So you could say this is what it was never for. That's not a problem of tzar bali chayim. So because this is what it was never for, so the Gemara says chamar shar le'oil v'chamar lemasta. That's what these behemoths were created for. So even if the behemoth isn't star from that usage, that's not considered. That's not b'chlal the issur of tzar bali chayim. Similarly, birds were created to produce eggs for people, so therefore the Ramban says that there's no iser tzar bali chayim when you send the mother away to take the eggs. However, this is not considered being oikir shar shel melech, is not considered the normal usage. The sus shel melech, I'm sorry, is not considered the normal usage. That's why Taisus has to come on to this teretz of that the kavod melech is doicha. And l'chayyad is a raya to this, is you look on page Yigim in the Nemuk Yosef, the Gemara says that one of the cases where you're allowed to be mevatel, there's no issur being mevatel the mitzvah of prika, is a zakein ve'nafi chvaydei. If you have someone who his own animal he doesn't unload because it doesn't pass for him to unload it, so he's not mechuyev just like by aveda. Right? If someone if you would find this aveda of your own, it would be beneath your dignity to take it for yourself. It would be your own object. So then you don't have to return it to someone else. So therefore, the Gemara says, similarly, the same heter applies to the mitzvah of prika. If you're walking down the street and you see someone else's behemoth needs to be unloaded, if it would be your own behemoth, it would be beneath your dignity to do it. So similarly, if it's someone else's behemoth, you can allow, you don't have to, you're not mechuyev. So the Rishayim ask Akasha, that why don't we apply the principle of Tzav Bal Chaim? If the mitzvah prika is solely based on the fact that it's a taiva for your chaver, so then we understand that anything you wouldn't do for yourself, the taiva wasn't mechayev you to do for someone else either. But when the mitzvah becomes because of Tzav Bal Chaim, we add another reason for the mitzvah because of Tzav Bal Chaim, that reason doesn't apply. So Haguva, both should be true. Both, if it's your own animal, you should be have to do it because it's Tzav Bal Chaim. And if it's your friend's animal, the fact that you wouldn't do it on your own animal shouldn't pat you. So the Ramban says so that this is Erech Hanami, really you would be mechuyev to, but the mitzvah of Kavara Taira overrides the mitzvah prika. Overrides Tzav Bal Chaim. That's the Ramban says. And the Ran is not unhappy with the Teretz because he says that the klaus and this is machlokes rishonim, that the principle of zakin vein lefi chvaydai applies not only to someone who's a talmid chacham, it applies to anyone who's a dignified person to do something that's beneath their dignity. It applies this hat of zakin vein lefi chvaydai. And there's machlokes rishonim about this nekuda. What the gedarim of zakin vein lefi chvaydai, does it apply to only to talmid chacham or to any dignified person? But the Ran holds the place to any dignified person. So he has the question. So he says that it's permitted to allow the animal to suffer for your covet because that's the Tzav Bal Chaim is mutter when it's the tzarich ha'adam. So the
Ran. Someone else would if they saw this, they would have to help do the pricha, right?
Someone who is. Yeah, we're talking about someone who normally there would be a mitzvah.
No, for them, this is a talmid chacham, so he doesn't have the mitzvah prika because right. It's covered.
Right.
But if somebody was walking with the talmid chacham, then
unless that person would be a ish mechobed, would be so, beneath the dignity to do it.
So the mitzvah doesn't go away.
The mitzvah doesn't go away, right? Just this person becomes potter, okay. Correct. So the Ran says that this is based on the general principle that we have that when you have a mitzvah. That when you have a Tzar Bali Chayim and a Tzar Chodom, there was no Isser of Tzar Bali Chayim and Tzar Chodom, the animals are given Le Shimush Adam. So the question is the Ramban himself writes this Yisayin, this Pirish Al Teretz? So why wasn't the Ramban willing to say this Teretz in this case? So Ramesha in Tshuva, he says a Svara. So first of all, so it could be you could apply the svara of the Neid Yehuda that maybe this is not considered something that the animal is bechlal derech tashmishay, meaning it's normal to use the animal to carry a load, but it's not since to let an animal suffer when it's in this matzah where the load is coming down, that's already something that's beyond the normal usage, and therefore you can't say for my kavod. I could do it. Rameisha is a different story. Rameisha says that Hayyaz the Torah says that it's there's an inyan Tzav Bal Chaim. So he says, therefore, a person should, when it's just your own kavod, if it's kavod atayros, then the Ramban says kavod atayros. When it's just your own kavod, the Ramban holds you should be mevater on your kavod in order to remove the Tzav Bal Chaim. If that's the but. Avad the Ramban agrees that where the normal tashmish involves Tzav Bal Chaim, you shouldn't. Try there is a heter that is matir tzav bal chayim. And you see clearly the Ramban al Teira says this Yisayin. Ramesha is discussing about killing bugs or rodents. Is there any problem of Tzar Balei Chaim involved in that? So he says, since these things are things that it's normal for people to get annoyed or disgusted or nervous from, so therefore, there's no Isser Tzar Balei Chaim. He does say an interesting thing, though. He says that a person should try to avoid, if possible, doing the killing himself. Since Lamaisa the Teva, like the famous Yisayf the Chinuch, that when a person does something which is a Maisa Achzarius, it's Meilid in himself, the Midas Achzarius, he says, even when in the cases where it's Mutter, a person should try to avoid, if it's unavoidable, it's unavoidable, a person try to avoid doing the Maisa itself. He could put out traps or something like that. That's a better Eifin of doing it. But he says, but of the Etzem, Tzar Balei Chaim, it's not a problem. So that is... That's the basic principle is that the Inyan of Tzar Balei Chaim is that there's a iser to either be goyim tzar to Balei Chaim or to allow a Balei Chaim to remain in the situation of tzar. Like you see in the Gemara in Shabbos, you weren't goyim tzar, the animal fell in by himself. In order to release the animal from its tzar, you're allowed to be Ivernister Abonan, if you hold Tzar Balei Chaim Deraisa. However, any time this is considered the normal Tashvisha Adam, it's Bechlal, not included in the Isser. And normal Tashvisha Adam Reisha says even if the animal is something that's bothering you, and that's a normal thing, killing bugs or killing mice, something like that, that's not included in the Isser. When it's something that's beyond the normal usage, so then you need to have a specific matter, for example, like the Ramban says, Kavod HaTorah, or like Taisa says, Kavod Melachim, or in certain cases, Taka wouldn't be Mutter, if it's something that's beyond the normal usage, like the example Ramesha gives, to be Megadol, an animal, for something that's not the normal Tashmish, that the animal's going to have Tsar from, it would be included in the Isser of Tsar Balei Chaim Deraisa, even though you do gain some benefit from it.
I remember hearing an example when I was a kid that if you see an animal suffering, you should just put out its misery and kill it. Is that true or not?
So I would think that's true because we see that if an animal is suffering, we're supposed to try to release it from its tzar. So lamaisa killing it does release from its tzar. And in fact, the Yehuda says that killing it, when you actually kill it, you're not being over this tzar Balei Chaim. The only issue you're being over when you kill an animal would be bal tashchis. That's because Gemara says that the Rebbe had these animals that were somewhat destructive. And why do you keep them? He said, what can you do with them? I can't, if I disable them, I'm going to be Tzar Balei Chaim. If I kill them, it'll be Bal Tashchis. So, but that Bal Tashchis only applies to an animal that's some usage of it. For example, the Yehuda says that killing a wild animal, there's no issue of Bal Tashchis on. Since it's the animal that people don't have usage from anyway, so there's no issue of Bal Tashchis in killing it. There's no reason to kill it, but we don't stop kill animals. He says that the only time we find the hunting is to they do their hunting. He says the only hunters we find the pair ace of an inroad. Definitely not something for the Avodah Zarah to be involved in. But the etzem, animal that no one has a benefit from, there's no issue about tashkis in killing. So that would be true. If you see an animal suffering, definitely if you have a way to kill it, as painlessly as possible, that would definitely be included in the Inyan of Tzar Balei Chaim to do so.
And that's Rahman, it's not Zarius.
Right. That would be
I remember hearing